The minute you're feeling good about yourself, just remember, it's an election year. This uplifting message is brought to you by Rad Radio.
Got an email here, rad@radradio.com. There's many parts to it we can get through quickly. It's from Gregory.
Hi, Gregory.
So he harkens back to the email we got from Logan after we did entertainment news, which included a trailer update. This was two segments ago, where they were in Las Vegas partying over the weekend with Patrick Mahomes, the quarterback of the Chiefs, and his bitch wife, Brittany Mahomes. And a source was disclosing that Taylor's getting sad because she has to go back out on tour and she might miss her man.
Duh.
Which, as we said, if you believe this is a real relationship, then that makes sense.
Yeah,
that's how it would be. She's excited to go back on tour, but she's not going to be around her man as much. Although, as Brandon pointed out, they have endless resources. That's not like they can't see each other with private jets and things. And if you believe it's all fake, then this is just another plant part of the story. So it's, as we said from the beginning, non-news news. And I mentioned at the beginning of that you thought the trailer updates were over because the football season's over. But Logan, you know, pounded out an email. I'm one of those people who want an email. I don't want any more trailer. And he had a typo where he says he does care about Taylor Swift, but that was obviously a typo. It was still funny. And he wanted to know why you weren't talking about, more importantly, having a discussion about anti-Semitism on college campuses. So first part of Gregory's email is, Logan first should turn off the news and look at some trees or something to relax.
Oh, my God. Yes.
To the most obvious thing. It's what Rob says. You can get the news about anti-Semitism on college campuses anywhere because it's all any news show is talking about. We are here for fun and to escape the world just a little. Take a chill pill and relax. Okay, we'll pause before we get to the second part of Greg's, or the third part maybe of Greg's email. For the most part, that's true. There are times where we have to get serious. You have to discuss things you can't avoid. Things that are affecting everyone. I mean, COVID, obviously. God, for a year almost, the entire show every day was COVID because it was affecting everybody. People needed to be informed, et cetera. Back to the point. This particular issue, as Dawn said, there's no discussion. You either understand it and have an opinion on it, and there's no changing that opinion, or you don't understand it and you have an opinion on it, and there's no discussion to be had there because you're coming at it from a point of ignorance. Both sides think that the other side is committing genocide. What's to discuss? You don't need us for this. Make up your mind on your own. And then he shifted, but on the same subject. He said, I'm curious, Rob, when you call out one side or the other politically, on average, how many emails do you get, and are the blues worse than the reds or vice versa? It must be weird to see the deranged people that write to you. And I don't envy what you have to read, but I love you for it. The email, the quantity depends. It depends on how well they know the show. Are they just popping in? But there is no difference. That's the thing that's most notable is the vitriol and the hate from both sides. If I make an anti-Trump crack of any kind and a Trumpster writes in, I mean, it's brutal. It's like off the wall, wow, this person is deranged. And if I were to make an anti-far left wacko whatever statement, same thing. I mean, this is what I love about being forced to do what I wouldn't choose to do it. But look, I got to do it, right? So I watch a lot of cable news, and I switch from left to right. So left would be CNN and MSNBC, right would be Fox News, because I get primarily off TV, but I do a lot of reading as well. But I love watching, because they both claim the same thing. I am so tired of people saying that both sides are the same. Our side is far better. And then they'll list off all the reasons why. And then you switch over to the other channel. Doesn't matter which one. I am so tired of them. Everybody saying that we're all the same because our side is so much better. Blah, 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 and it's all the opposite things. It's like, you guys are so disgusting and despicable. Great. This is not an exact note. I was driving home Friday. We did an extended version of the Mixed Pick Sports Show. Today it's back to 10 to 11. But on Friday,
that'll be like nothing.
It will be. It'll fly by like it always does. Today, like usual, 10 to 11 on Rad TV, members.radradio.com, on the Rad Radio app, and in Sacramento on 104.7 FM at 8:90 a.m. So it's like 3 in the afternoon. I've missed most of the day, even though it's Friday, so I've got to keep up with what's going on. So I was driving home. I had 20 minutes to listen to use satellite radio to get caught up on just anything I might have. Well, it turns out that all the channels were covering the Stormy Daniels Trump trial. He's on trial for, did he pay Stormy Daniels, a porn star, hush money to shut her up to affect the outcome of the election in 2016? And is that a crime? Would it be a violation of FEC rights? Blah, blah, blah. I don't want to get too far into it. I happen to have Fox News on driving home. I heard half a dozen legal experts. I mean, these are people that from watching cable news, I know them. I know who they are. These are high-end superstar attorneys or professors all being interviewed by Fox News, this trial's over. My God, Trump is, he's been so exonerated. The defense destroyed the prosecution's witness already. There is no trial here. Why are we doing this? What a, I mean, they were like hardcore. Today was the day Trump walks. I turn on CNN when I get home. Bill Maher. Bill, watch. I love real time with Bill Maher. Bill Maher is known to be left of center, but he's the one that said, I didn't lead the Democratic Party. They left me. So he's been very outspoken. Ho, ho, not Friday night. That panel spent 20 minutes on this trial's over. Trump's going to the Hooskow. No chance does he get reelected. Yeah. Oh, my God. This is a slam dunk for the prosecution. I didn't think it was a smart idea, but Trump says he's not going to. I'm like. They live in their own realities. So you have to understand that the emails are the same. The reactions are the same.
Well, and gosh, dang it. Oh. There was the show on Netflix that was all about this, right? The algorithms. What was the name of that? It was a couple years ago. Anyway, that's the other thing. And then your computer knows you. So when you try to Google to find out about it, it's going to pull up all the stuff that already points to how you want to believe, right? So it's like even harder to get the other side. So then you feel even more validated. You're like, see, I Googled this. I tried to research
it. Right.
And all my stuff came up because your computer knows you. It's going to give you the stories that cater to you and your beliefs.
That's why when I Google things, all I get is the emoji of the guy with his hands up towards the air going, I don't know what to give you. What?
Puppy with the extension cord in his mouth.
Yeah. Movies, you're going to win a one-month membership to Rad TV and members.radradio.com. You're qualified for the grand prize drawing this Friday. We'll have two winners that will get premium seats, sixth row, center stage to see Pete Davidson live on Friday night, May 10th at Hard Rock Live in Sacramento. Caller 18, hello, Juan.
What's up?
¿Qué pasa? Takes time to know, Juan.
The delay because you're on the other side of the border?
What was that?
Dustin, hello there.
Hola.
And Natalie, you're caller 20.
Hi, Rad. Happy Monday.
Hi.
Shut up with that happy Monday crap. That is the stupidest thing. We are looking for a 2020 comedy drama, dramedy, that kind of thing. Like, think MASH, right? That was a dramedy for those of you that are over 40. so you got some funny notes, but it's also a serious thing.
What year?
2020.
Telling your mom that I'm homeless? You think it's funny to tell her that I'm a loser?
What are you talking about? No.
Now, you're playing, to get the free membership but be qualified to win a Pete Davidson tickets, ultimately. And you should know this movie if you're a fan.
Telling your mom that I'm homeless? You think it's funny to tell her that I'm a loser?
What are you talking about? No.
Juan, what's the movie?
King of Staten Island.
What? Say it again.
The King of Staten Island.
Mm. Yeah! Language barrier. Yeah!
Exactly.
Oh my gosh.
It was a multifaceted decision in real time on my part. I was deciding A, how big of a jerk I wanted to be, but then B, also recognizing that, you know, there's a language barrier with Juan.
God damn it.
So I gave him a chance to repeat his answer because I think the first time, and we also don't know about technical issues, I think the first time he said King of Staten Island, well, technically the word the is in the title. It's the King of Staten Island, which is what he said
all right.
The second time, and I gave him that chance.
The first time he said it, I thought I heard Dude of Staten Island.
See, so either way, we need, again, language barrier.
I wasn't sure what I heard.
A clarification. Oh, God, that's even worse, surprising with you.
Staten Island, yes.
Yeah, all you heard was ice, baby, if you know what I mean.
What, are you spying on me now, you Magnum P.I.?
What?
Telling your mom that I'm homeless? You think it's funny to tell her that I'm a loser?
What are you talking about? No,
it is kind of,
what am I talking about? You've been talking to my ex-wife?
Yeah, she's actually a really nice person.
Oh, is she? Why don't you marry her? Why don't you marry her and see what the f*** happens?
Hey, I'm just trying to protect my mom from you, okay? You're a f***ing psychopath.
Three more chances for you to win and qualify for the tickets tomorrow morning at 7, 8, and 9 a.m.
Rob.
Anybody.
And Dawn. The Rob.
Anybody.
And Dawn Show.